Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Leaving your grocery cart in the parking lot. Bumping a call straight to voicemail. Drinking milk past its expiration.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
Whitney Young and Corey James explore the fine line between acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery.
It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Good morning. It is Devin's in for Corey James, off on paternity leave, here with Whitney Young.
Speaking of paternity leave and children.
Yeah, there's been a lot of kids around the office here this week, and you might have noticed some around your office if you work. I don't think everyone loves it. The reason being, by the way, spring break week.
Right.
A lot of parents bringing their kids to the office.
Yeah.
Some of them for multiple days, you know?
For multiple hours, maybe all day. Like that person's entire work day.
Right. And I don't think everyone is on board with that all the
Definitely
time.
Definitely not. Definitely not everyone is on board with it.
So
is it, you know, yeah, is it savage or sensible?
We're wondering this morning. That is what we're putting on the savage scale.
I think it is a little ballsy. I personally would feel weird bringing my future child in for more than a visit to my office because, I mean, I think like back to when I was a kid, my dad would occasionally bring me to work, but it was for like 2 hours tops, and he didn't work at a traditional office. He worked at a hangar because he was an airport pilot. And so it wasn't like an office with a bunch of people around trying to concentrate and do their work.
He never took you like on a flight, did he? Like with
he did
him?
Actually.
Oh, did he?
For Take Your Child to Work Day, I went to Atlanta.
Okay.
And
that's
back.
Cool. That's actually pretty awesome. But that's different.
But
that's
that was
like
different.
A,
that's
a
what
special
I mean.
Occasion.
It's not an office full of people with like cubicles and stuff like that. You know, and people are saying like, oh, like maybe you don't have anywhere for them to go. Well, the thing is like spring break isn't a surprise. You know it's coming. And like I kind of feel like it's one of those things that maybe you need to plan ahead.
So neither of us have kids, so it is hard for us to really understand the difficulty of finding someone to watch your kids. I'm wondering, so if your kid's like 8 or 9, is that too old for daycare? Like how old is too old to drop them off somewhere?
I don't know how old is too old.
Because if you don't have grandparents around, you don't have a real support system. Let's say your other friends are like, I'm going to work too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Is there any place for you to bring them? And if there is, that might be super expensive.
Right.
So
I mean, I get it. But like, still, it's an office. It's a professional environment. And not everyone loves kids. Not everyone,
agreed.
You know, like, so Kim is weighing in on Facebook right now.
Okay.
She says, Savage, unless you work at a daycare, your job is no place for a child. You need to think of your coworkers. They are trying to work and do their job. How can you do your job if you're babysitting your own kids all day? If you can't find a sitter, then take the week off. They don't belong there.
I guess that is an option to take the week off. I'm flopping back and forth here. I can't pick a side.
Yeah. Well, it's hard for me to say savage just because there is like the part of me that is, you know, I feel for parents who, you know, if you're a single parent,
yes.
If you don't have family that can watch your kid, I feel for you. At the same time, there is something a little about kids being at an office all day.
The part of me that is saying sensible, because there is part of me that's saying sensible here, is the part of me that feels like we are a community and we have to look out for one another and we have to help each other and our coworkers, you know, depending on the office, by the way, some offices, like if you work in a factory, don't bring your kids to work.
Right.
They're next to like molten lava. Like
right,
stop.
Right.
But like here, like we have a very like safe environment, you know, as long as the kids aren't disruptive and maybe even just a little bit, it's a little bit distracting.
Yeah.
For a week. If I don't know, I think we can help each other out. That's the part of me that's saying sensible.
So you come from the school of thought that is like, it takes a village.
Yes.
And that whole thing.
100%.
Interesting.
100%. I don't want, by the way, I don't want the kids around personally because, you know, it's distracting, but I understand.
Yeah.
I get it. So I'm going to side with sensible on this.
This text coming through at 69822. You can weigh in as well. My coworker has been bringing her son in all week. He's obnoxious and loud and hyper. She needs to realize that not everyone likes kids. This is an office and children have no place here. So that being said, fair amount of people saying sensible. So it definitely...
And to follow up with the question I posed, I asked if, you know, if there was a daycare for that age. Someone did text in saying that there is a school age program at their daycare for kids age 8 to 12.
Okay. Yeah, there's always options.
That's an option.
Camps.
It's an expensive option, though.
Well, yeah. Again, I mean, I guess it goes back to, like, I'm just thinking for myself. This is for myself. If I end up being a single mom, you know that these, like, breaks are every single year. You know when they are. You know they're coming up. So, like, I kind of go back to, like, I'm a planner.
How much vacation do you get, though?
I'm not talking about taking vacation.
Maybe
saving up some money for that, like...
For that daycare?
For that daycare for that week or... I don't know.
I'm still staying with sensible, but I'm going to say sensible with the caveat that you get one strike. So, like, if you bring your kids to work and they are nuts and everyone is like
swinging from the rafters,
Linda, come on. You know, like they can't, then you need to figure something out. But if their kids themselves are sensible and they.
If the kids are sensible and sensible.
They can be reasonable. Then I think it's okay. But 222-9800, we're getting calls, and you can text us at 69822. It's 98PXY.
Not holding the elevator door. Saying God bless you after only the first sneeze. Leaving just a mouthful of juice in the container.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
Whitney Young and Corey James explore the fine line between acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery.
It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
So today on the Savage Scale, we have, is it savage or sensible to bring your kids to work all week long during spring break? And we got a lot of, this is pretty split down the middle, it seems.
A lot of thoughts.
Yeah. Getting calls and texts, calls at 222-9800. Hi, good morning. It's Team PXY. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Karen from Henrietta.
And what are your thoughts on this?
Well, to be quite honest, I don't think it's savage or sensible. I think it's stupid. I mean...
Okay.
That sounds more like savage, though.
It is, but the whole thing is Whitney, you're so 100% right. The school calendar comes out in the beginning, actually in August.
Right.
So you know when your vacations are.
Yeah.
Tell me you don't have a single... a couple of friends that could help you out. I just think that, I mean, I have two grown kids now, and I was very lucky that I did have my parents and a cousin that helped me out.
Right.
But where do you cut it off? Like, how many kids can come to school or to your work one day?
Yeah.
Can everybody bring their kids? I mean, your work is not a daycare.
That's the thing. I feel like it's a real slippery slope because if everybody's bringing their kid in every day during spring break, your office quickly becomes a daycare. And it's just like, where do you cut it off? Where do you draw the line?
Are you at Niagara Falls, by the way? Where are you?
No, I'm in Rochester.
Okay, it sounded like there was running water in the background.
Yeah. A waterfall.
Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You as well. Have a great day.
You too. You too. This coming through on the text line at 69822. Everyone is concerned about the coworkers who don't want kids in the office. How about the poor kids? Crappy planning on the parents. The kids got to sit there for 8 hours in an office. What's the poor kid doing? That's an interesting point. This text, savage, think about the kids. They are bored because they aren't playing. What do these parents do during summer break? Oh, that's another good one.
That's a great question. That is a fantastic question. This text, too. I think this text actually kind of gets to the core of what I'm getting at. Because I originally said sensible, and I'm going back and forth. And the reason I said
flopping
that...
around like a fish.
I really am flopping around. And the reason why I'm flopping so much is because I do feel like we're a community, and we have to help each other out, right? But this text kind of gets to the core of that in a way that doesn't mean you have to bring your kids to work.
Okay.
This person said, get together with your friends who also have kids. Each take a day off. Split it up to take care of the kids. That way, no one is losing a full week of work.
Yes.
And babysitting problem solved. That's an interesting idea.
Again, the school calendar comes out. You know what it is. You know when spring break is. It's not a surprise. And I don't know. I think that if everybody's bringing their kids into the office, it's going to become a summer camp. You know, you just can't, you can't that in a professional environment.
Right. So what is, do we have
the poll here? Let's go to the poll at 98 PXY Rochester on Twitter. Ooh, this is more of a landslide, actually.
Really?
93% of people say bringing your kids to the office every day during spring break is savage.
Savagery.
Okay, there we have it.
There you have it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.